Hello and welcome to The Art of Listening. We've just been listening to Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21, the second movement. We've looked at multi-movement works in the last several weeks with reference to the first, third and fourth movements, but so far we've skipped over the second movement. Traditionally we find that the second movement is loosely referred to as the slow movement. Occasionally, the slow movement may be in a different position, but normally it is second, regardless of whether the work has three or four movements. This leads us to ask the question, what is actually meant by the phrase, a slow movement? Well, a slow movement in classical music is a section of the composition that contrasts with the faster and livelier movements that typically surround it. What we need to understand regarding this point is that energized music in the surrounding movements very frequently proceeds at a speed of 120 beats per minute or more, or 2 beats per second. Relaxed or slow music is often half of that at 60 beats per minute, or 1 beat per second. These speeds are not accidental. A healthy human heart rate is also around 60 beats per minute at relaxation, and from 120 beats per minute and upwards when exercising or excited. A slow movement is characterized by a slower tempo with fewer beats per minute compared to the other movements in the composition. Slow movements are typically more expressive, introspective, and contemplative in nature. They provide a contrast to the energetic and rhythmic elements found in the faster movements. These movements often allow the composer to convey a wide range of emotions, including tenderness, melancholy, nostalgia, or profound deep thought. Slow movements place strong emphasis on the melody to convey the emotional content of the movement. These movements are often memorable as the one we heard in the beginning and can evoke a sense of longing or introspection. Slow movements serve as a contrast to the other movements, such as the lively scherzo or the energetic finale. This contrast in tempo and mood adds depth and balance to the overall structure of the composition. It can serve as a moment of reflection and emotional connection with the listener, offering a break from the vigor and excitement of the faster movements. So, today we're going to practice listening to some slow movements from the works we heard the other movements from. There is no standard structure for slow movements. They can be constructed in any shape or form that the composer thinks is suitable to convey the emotion he wants to create. Therefore, I'm not going to draw your attention to the architecture of these movements. You could probably be able to work out quite easily what these are on a one-by-one basis. Although I isolated one specific slow movement for you at the start of today's program, for the remainder of this program, as well as next week's program, and several more after that, I will play you entire compositions, because I want you to hear how these slow movements fit into their context. That way, you can experience the contrast to the energetic and rhythmic elements found in the faster movements. You can experience the strong emphasis on melody, and also the exploration of deeper emotions and themes. I have two more works for you, both by Mozart today. Next we're going to hear the Sonata K333. It is in three movements, a fast movement marked Allegro, a slow movement marked Andante Cantabile, Cantabile means in a singing tone, and then a fast movement Allegretto, gracefully quick. Thank you.
Thank you.
other work by Mozart is his Symphony No. 40, K550. This is in four movements. The first movement is very fast, then the slow movement, then we have a minuet and trio, then we have the final fast movement. All of the movements except the minuet and trio are in sonata form, as were all of the movements of the sonata.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's the end of our program for today. Please let me remind you of my contact details and where to find information in case you missed something that you would like to hear and read again. All of this program, as well as the previous programs, is available for you on the website, where you will also find links to all the music we heard. That is www.gsaradio.stream. Please remember, for questions and comments, you're welcome to write to me, brian@gsaradio.stream. Thank you for listening and participating today. Stay well, and we continue next week.